See, Slovenia is on the border of Austria, the southern border of Austria. It was part of the Yugoslav country, the northernmost province. And it's, since it's in the Alps, the music sounds alpine. You know, I like things like this. You hear it yodels. Because alpine music is, even when you play Strauss, his music is really alpine, like his Vienna Life, you know. You hear the yodels?
I think so.
Yodel. That kind of thing, you know. If I played you a Slovenian song that was really more, you know, difficult to play, here's one. It's called the Yodler Polka.
I hear the yodel.
Yeah, you could hear it that time. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Slovenia is an alpine country, so their music sounds alpine-like. Whereas if you go into Croatia, it starts to change. You have a little Hungarian influence. It has more like the Hungarian chartus, you know, like if you go east. It's called a kolo. It's their national dance. Malo kolo. That means little. A little kolo. Malo kolo is a little kolo. But it's the most popular kolo in eastern Croatia. You know, like I say, influenced by Hungarian music. And they adopt some of those tunes from Hungary and Romania. For instance, like this. The slow ballad. They call it Hallgató. And then the chartus. Chartist from Hungary. And I'll play Malo Kolo. You heard the similarity? You can hear that connection, you know.
But it's from a different region.
It's from Croatia, eastern Croatia, and Vojvodina, that's the eastern province, right on the border of Hungary. See? Comes in. You could go to the western Croatia, then it has Italian influence. The beautiful melodies from Dalmatia on the western Croatia along the Adriatic Sea. Italian influence. It's right across the Adriatic Sea from Italy. And the Venetians occupied that area. That's some of my favorite music, is the sentimental, beautiful things. That's what I like to play, even though I'm known as the polka player, basically, around Kansas City area.